This is Howard Braun and Aviva Karev at the Riverview Center. We are going to interview Asher Oppenheimer, and the date is February the 8th, 1989. When we did a series of interviews in 1988, we took 8 tapes, 2 of which turned out to be blank. What we're going to do is review those tapes based upon the notes that I generated, Braun generated at that time. And Asher is going to make comments to fill in what doesn't seem to be fully comprehensible. And so I will read the notes, and Asher will add to make it a bit more intelligible and a little more complete. I will read. Asher, this session we started out wanting to know some details about your family, and you remarked that you had a wife, Esther, and 2 sons who in 1988 are 34 years old and 28 years old. 31 and 38 and 28 years old. Esther was born in Syria. She was a baby in the 30s. She went to Israel as a baby during the 30s. She was an illegal at that time, and she lived in Ramat Gan. You were married September 1st, 1953, in a ceremony by a military rabbi. I was in the army. The children grew up in Israel in Ramat Gan. Son Rudy.
Rudy.
U-D-I. Son Rudy. Age, you're telling me again, is 31?
Yeah.
31. And drawer, which you said meant freedom. After 4 years, after 4 years of British Army, and 28 of them in Israel, in the Israeli army, I was burned out. I had family in the U.S., father, sister in New York, Pittsburgh, and Los Angeles. When I accumulated retirement longevity in the army, the army finally approved my leaving, but I still belonged to the Israeli army. Now you may comment anywhere you want, break in, clarify whatever I'm saying. I came to the U.S. in November 1970 when my uncle, the psychiatrist, died. I like New York. My father died just before that, before I got to Pittsburgh in March of 1971.
My father died in 1969.
In 1969, before I got to Pittsburgh. I lived with my sister. In August, my family came. My sons were not happy when they came. Dror, 12 years old, and Udi was 15 and a half when they came to the U.S. The younger, Dror, was bar mitzvah here and had an easier time. Udi, the older, for whatever reasons, he felt that Jewish girls of Skura will snub him. He took 10 years to become Americanized, where he went out with Gentile girls and boys too. He dropped out of school. Dror finished his MBA works for Fannie Mae, U.S. government mortgage company corporation. Udi, the older, 31, he's now in dental school in Pittsburgh. Drawer is American, married to Janet Breyer from Argentina. He really likes the U.S. Udi, Udi plans to return to Israel to practice dentistry. For many years I was retired. I returned to Israel often, worked for Israeli intelligence, writing manuals, and went on trips with the government to Germany to eat with friends. I was interrogating persons who wanted to give Israel information. The information taker needed to know the subject. Therefore, I was often used because I had good familiarity with the material. The meetings were in private. I returned 6 or 7 times this way, working for the government, and annually returned to Israel. When I retire from this job at the Jewish home, blank, and Esther teaches Hebrew as a teacher's aide at the Academy of Pittsburgh.
I think that should be, I got out of retirement when I took a job.
Just keep talking. Pay no attention to me later.
When I took a job at the National Council of Jewish Women Adult Daycare, it was in 1983.
In 83, I was fed up with being retired. It's not enough to have enough money. A job was advertised for activities assistant at Council Care of NCJW at Riverview. There was the director at that time, Linda Orr, Paul's wife. The present director is Ruth Kaplan. I have few left in Israel, few relatives left in Israel, 2 cousins. Udi may return. Council Care has 10 clients. Council Care has 10 clients to over 60 clients in 3 centers. Doesn't make sense.
No. Has a daily over 60 clients, 3 centers.
As
not 10.
Yeah, daily. Over 60 clients in 3 centers. 2 at Riverview Center of Jewish Seniors and 1 at Hoover School. It is a struggle to increase that number, but good location and other reasons of this. For the Jewish community, the location is good. It's mainly Jewish. In Maine, over 60% are not, 33% are not Jewish. 1/3 are not Jewish.
1/3 are not Jewish.
Yeah.
And the location is not really the main reason that we are successful until now. The main reason is that we have good staff and we try to be very compassionate and caring to the clients that come to our center.
Mm-hmm. The location is not crucial.
Well, it's a good...
It's important.
Yeah, because people are brought in anyway. So I don't know, that's what you wrote.
I wrote what I thought you were telling me,
okay.
But the reason you have a verbal record is so that I could go back and perfect the errors. That's what I lacked.
Yeah.
I didn't have the tape. That's what you're doing, fixing up now. The centers for the frail elderly, generally healthy enough to function with some reasonable social graces. Downstairs, there are 15 to 20 people, 50-50 Jewish Gentile. Some Alzheimer's affected, some are Alzheimer's.
Most.
Most are Alzheimer's affected.
Their illness is more advanced because in the first stages they would be upstairs,
yes,
in the main unit even if they have Alzheimer's.
Yes.
But once they cannot function, that's when they go.
Upstairs. I have some anti-family, and I don't understand what you were trying to get at, anti-family. What could that have meant?
It's not an anti-family concept. They're all pro-family.
Yeah, I know. What were you trying to tell me then? I've lost it.
Say the whole, that's the whole thing.
Just a phrase. I lost the meaning here. There was some word, anti-family. It doesn't mean. I have to strike it out.
Say that on sentence, yeah.
Most are, well, we said 50-50 Jewish Gentile.
Yeah.
Most are Alzheimer's affected.
And they said,
most are Alzheimer's affected.
And this line that is.
Have some anti-family. Nonsense. Doesn't make sense. All the people love it here. We get letters of commendation. Mount Lebanon St. Clair unit is headed by an RN. NCJW is our main sponsor. Full fee is $25 a day. We get half of our budget from fees. Funding, state and foundation for starting functions, and some funding from state and foundations for starting new functions. Is that what you meant? Starting functions.
Starting new projects.
Starting new functions or projects. The St. Clair site is funded from St. Clair Hospital.
It's partly.
The Jewish population in Mount Lebanon came in very slowly, much much less.
They are to our surprise, there are a lot less Jewish clients at our Mount Lebanon center. And we expected a lot of Jewish clients, and it really didn't work out that way. Most of the clients out there, as a matter of fact, except for two, all the clients of Mount Lebanon are not Jewish.
How many clients?
They have listed for 35 clients.
35 clients.
I think I said at the time that I remember something like the more older the Jewish population really concentrates here in the Spur Hill area.
Mm-hmm.
The children moved out to Mount Lebanon and left their parents behind them in the east side of the city.
Good area.
Mm-hmm.
never remained. I have some numbers here. 1 frail unit, 2 Alzheimer's unit, 3 medical unit.
Yeah.
Is that here or?
That's the one.
Where is this? Mount Lebanon or?
No. Cancer Care One.
Yeah.
It's the unit for frail elderly. That's the one here on the first floor. Cancer Care Two is the one in the basement for Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And Cancer Care 3 or Cancer Care Sinclair was the one in Mount Lebanon.
Okay. That's 3. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to diagnose Alzheimer's. We keep people in the frail unit, then if degenerated, we put them to Alzheimer's.
Let's see. Memory is more impaired, but they not function. They cannot function in the elderly sector. Move into cancer care. But we also get quite a few clients that from the beginning hit on the Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't go so well to the stage.
Mm-hmm. Many object to being put there. They or their family fight it.
Some, not many. The reason is that they believe don't really see their parents. Is there really
That's understandable. We're an asset to Riverview Center. Council care has very good reputation. It helps a client to retain self-respect. I bought a house on Beacon and some real estate. I'm telling you, this is what you did. I brought a house on Beacon and some real estate. I should have bought more property. Okay, continue. You continue talking about your house apparently here because you say, even with a 6-figure bank account, I couldn't get a decent mortgage. I had no credit record, which was a problem.
We were talking about you asked. You see, that doesn't show here. After we talked about cancer care, how did I get to talk about the house? That you asked me about how I what I did in Pittsburgh and how I managed here when I came. So we went back to the beginning.
Good. I had to pay cash. U.S. is a beautiful country. I love the Jewish community in Pittsburgh. I have many friends, but none so close as I had in Israel. At 50 years of age, friendships differ than when made in youth. Well, I said at 50 years of age. When you came here, were you more than 50? Okay. At 50 years of age, friendships differ. U.S. societies are not built on deep friendships. and you went on back to counselor care. Critique of the function of counselor care. We've grown. Counselor care helps the frail elderly to have structured and full lives. Daycare gives family an opportunity to go on with their lives. We have a full, good program. We have music, arts and crafts, rabbis, singers, at the main unit. People who still live by themselves at Forward and Shady, for example, Forward and Shady Housing, or at Riverview Apartments, have a less structured program, but some from these come over because council care is very much better. We help.
Council? They don't have a program for I tell you, I am jumping from place to place, but some of you know,
there are questions to answer them then.
There were some questions, and but also your notes are not really, probably not 100% complete what I said.
Absolutely not. That's the reason for the tape.
Okay, so that's why it sounds so
choppy.
So
always, that's right.
So you have to say that I'm not that prepared.
Well, I got 6 tapes of you here.
Which are the same?
No, I'll put them on for you as soon as we're finished. I'm going to put them on. They don't have a complete program. We help. Counsel care is a privilege for those who deserve it. Then you said something about some sons and daughters, and I have a blank. I don't know what you said.
That's it?
I mean,
no, that's... Now, what's the next sentence?
The next sentence, we help those who want to be helped. We now have no waiting list, but can now take new people, perhaps 2 or 3 a week. That doesn't make sense. We now can take new people. Mass production is not council care. Much more is not feasible. About 33, 34 people is our...
We can take the main center.
Mm-hmm. At main center?
The council care one.
At council care one. Not everyone wants daycare. Many people feel that structured care is beneath them until the stage is reached.
Okay, we're talking about the lines themselves.
Yes.
People that come in, that many times they come in with their family. They feel that they are still better practice than the people that they meet here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so, but that's a subjective feeling because everybody thinks that it is better than the. Yes,
that's right.
Especially at that stage in life when someone comes in here.
Yes, I remember bringing my mother to the home here when she was about 80 or 81.
But she asked. You say that this is your story.
This is my story. Fine. This is my story. And, Jewish Community Center agent program is not supervised. People come and go, you said.
Probably that was a question.
Yeah, that may be.
Anyone that listens to the statutes remember that when they did it the first time, there were some questions and answers, and therefore the questions are not on the table.
Well, I'm hoping you put them in now. That's what we're going over.
The questions.
Well, whatever the thought that
no,
you want.
No, you can. I mean, the questions are not there, and that's yeah. why often it seems
connected.
That there's no connection.
Yeah. Some had come. Some feel that they shouldn't. I have a question mark. I assume that they shouldn't be there. You have to be a very wise and mature person to move to the next stage early. Many older age people won't make a timely move.
We were talking about getting into some kind of structure program. Even at the Jewish Community Center, because most people, they want to be so-called free, and which is not necessarily freedom, but you are all alone and have nobody to talk to, but you are not fenced in, or you don't have to sit in the same place for a long period of time. You can choose where you go, but you are lonelier than if you would be in a setting of
good, that's a good addition. The Jewish home is good. It has an excellent kitchen and a wonderful staff. The nurses are, on the whole, good. The administration is plain. It's also, I'll use your word. Now you're putting the at least a good one. All homes for aged are always criticized. Here it's clean, nice and pleasant, but one half are, I don't know what you said that. One half are. I've lost your thought. I go on. I have seen other daycare centers, Cleveland Jewish, Mount Lebanon, Wintog in East Liberty.
That's Cleveland, at Lenora Park.
Lenora Park?
Mm-hmm.
Lenora Park. And Mount Lebanon, I don't know what that is.
Not a Jewish.
Not a Jewish center.
Mm-hmm. It's called Lever. Yeah, like the
Wintog in East Liberty.
Wintog, that's not a home for the age, that's a daycare.
The inspector for licenses said, quote, you are the Cadillac of daycare centers. At a maximum fee of $25 a day, but whose cash costs are $40 a day.
It says licenses fee, it's that amount.
I was 25 when you told us that. But costs are $40 a day. Now you're telling me it's more. It's expensive. The point you're making is that, or the inspector remark, that you're the Cadillac of the daycare centers, but it's expensive.
So run the daycare is expensive, and the fees that we charge do not pay for the whole thing. And
well, that's true.
Subsidized by the National Council.
we went into that somewhere else, but even here it's obvious. You told me it's $25 a day cost.
Yeah, but I'm making the amount for the council.
That's right. Fine.
Okay, I'm going to go over this again.
We are continuing with Asher Oppenheimer to review the February 2288 session, 1988 session, just about a year ago, from a tape that did not come out. It's already a year. Yeah, that's right. Of course, some of the later ones went on into May and June. Yeah, we were a year younger. Something happened today. How I perceived the U.S. A woman called, a well-known woman, one of the board members of the NCJW, National Council of Jewish Women, a woman who worked for this person's mother for 40 years, NCJW woman wants to arrange for council care for an 80-year-old retainer person who used to work for them, and she wants to pay her for her costs, and I am proud of that. Asher, without the names of the people, this kindness is not really as meaningful as it would be with the names. But anyway, I have logged the story.
I don't think we have to mention names here. But the story was that one of the women of the National Council of Jewish Women had someone who worked for her
yes.
for many years, and out of kindness, she decided to enlist that woman at council care, which is not a cheap venture, and pay for it. And I thought that that was. It showed compassion and love for your neighbor.
I agree with that, and that's the way the story came through to me the first time. You see, I felt the same way you did.
And by not mentioning the name, everyone is like that.
Oh, I see.
Everyone.
Everyone should be like that.
Certainly. I'm sure there is more than one that
who helps their now we go back to your army career in what was in this session six in this review section we'll go over. After I was in the Army Air Photo Interrogation Unit in
British
Cairo.
Army.
Pardon?
British Army. That was in the British Army
they were going to teach me Italian. It was wonderful in Heliopolis. We were transferred to Sicily with the British Brigade.
With the Malta Brigade.
With the Malta
Malta Brigade.
With the British.
It was a British Brigade that had only
three
names. The name of Malta. It was those were not Malta soldiers.
Yeah.
Those were British soldiers. They were called the Malta Brigade because they had the star of the Cross of Malta.
Mm-hmm.
And their insignia.
Mm-hmm.
That belong to the eighth
army,
which was the main army in the Sicily-Italy campaign.
Presumably commanded by Brigadier General Smith,
yeah.
With Malta Cross.
Okay, that's what I have to say. That's why they were called Malta for the day.
Suddenly, General Montgomery came to visit.
Yeah.
He wished us well. He was a hero and commander of the 8th Army.
He was considered a hero. He was commander of the 8th Army. He was very PR conscious.
Very PR conscious. He wore a beret. You went on, you did better. He wore a beret. He had a...
And he wore a black beret.
A black beret. With several patches.
With patches. With decorations.
Now, those patches are patches of different units.
Patches of different units. Huh?
Badges.
You mentioned that several unit citations on the
cap. I will go over for about 3 minutes and 3 minutes.
I was impressed with Montgomery. It was unusual for British officers, high officers, to show up. Later, in the Israeli army, however, even Ben-Gurion came to visit. On the ship, we got orders to move into Calabria. Until then, we did not know where we were going. Our transport was a 10,000-ton Liberty ship. It was open in front. We were the biggest target. Combined with commandos...
It wasn't open in front. It had doors in front that could be open.
Mm-hmm.
But while it was sea, it was not open.
Yeah. It was a landing craft.
It's a transport. It's a Liberty class transport, two stories.
I didn't know that Liberty ships had that front opening provision, but I'm familiar with that type of a ship.
They could open in front. You could drive out with the rake.
LST, weren't they called LST?
LST
was smaller.
It was a real small craft that had a few tanks in it.
The Germans were dug in Calabria, in the mountains?
Yeah.
Mountains. The Germans were very few, but very tough.
As a matter of fact, the mountains started right about 300 yards from the beach. The mountains went real steep up into the hills.
The Germans were very tough, even though they were very few. The Brigadier ordered our ship in with artillery. We were bombarded, strafed, shelled from the beach. I was on the upper deck. There was a large truck belonging to the ALPU, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's the unit that I was talking about, AARP. AAPIU.
No, get it right for me. You're right.
Yeah, can I ask
you? Sure.
Auto interpretation on AAPIU.
Army Air.
AAPIU.
Auto
Interpretation Unit.
Interpretation Unit. Okay. I was on a large truck belonging to the AAPIU, Army Air Photo Interpretation Unit. I was laying under it next to another person who was cut in two.
We hit a large truck and a jeep.
Uh-huh.
Our unit.
Uh-huh.
The Army Air Photo Interpretation Unit had a large truck and a jeep. And me and the sergeant, he was craftsman in the same unit. We were laying underneath the truck,
mm-hmm.
waiting for the ship to get to the coast. Mm-hmm. Then we were supposed to, he was supposed to drive the truck and I was supposed to drive the jeep out of there. When that happened,
he
was cut in half.
Yeah, he was cut in two.
Right next to
me. Right next to you. Then an arm flew past me. The British MPs carried wounded, and many were fighting fires. The ship stopped before the beach. It had hit a reef.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do on the ship. My jeep.
I mean, I had no duty to perform on the ship after they ran aground because I couldn't, anyway, I couldn't get the jeep off the ship.
Yeah, you were not part of the ship crew.
Well, but my responsibility was the jeep.
It was the jeep. But you said that the jeep tires were blown up. The
tires were blown up, and we didn't get to the shore.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't get to the shore. I joined others who jumped into the water. I lay in a tunnel.
Yeah.
I was in shock. I couldn't eat. When I saw meat, I don't know why.
I'll tell you. I was reminded of the arm, the finger that I saw lying next to me. So the beat of the that they used to give us the phone beat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was shell shocked. They never got the artillery ashore. My jeep was fitted with new tires eventually. I was under a buck the next day.
They had them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next day.
Was fitted. I put them on.
No.
We took off. Other vehicles that were completely damaged. We could not I changed the tires, but I had help. I couldn't go.
I was under bombardment for hours. Half the people on the ship were killed or wounded. There were four Jews. British, who I didn't know, all four, and I were not hurt, not scratched. but I couldn't. I don't know what to say.
The only after we were ashore and after a few days, we only got together somehow. They came to me and they said, I'm Jewish, but if I'm saying separate, there was even one, I think one or two, who said, do me a favor, and I don't want anybody to know.
The Americans attacked at Anzio. It was terrible wherever the Germans resisted. The Italians came running to surrender. The Germans scorned the Italians. The Italians in Calabria, I don't know what it says, jumped from Calabria, from Anzio back to Calabria.
But that's